sacked by Michael Strahan.
I will always remember the Giant fans.
10, 5, touchdown!
The Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa in the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. Jim Fossil was named head coach of the New York Giants in 1997, and Big Blue went on to win a division title in his first year and an NFC championship in 2000. He made big-time news on the East Coast, but his roots started on the West Coast in California. A native of Southern California, Jim Fossil's football career would start at Anaheim High School, where he played for the legendary coach, Claire Van Horebeck. Jim's father, William Bud Fossil, was also an Anaheim football alum and worked as the longtime equipment manager for the team.
Well, it was really important because I was very close to my father because the time I was 5 years old, I would go down there with him and I just hung around the athletics and I was a ball boy and went to football practices to watch and be on a sideline on Friday nights, which was Anaheim High School football was huge at that time.
After finishing high school, Jim would stay close to home, attending Fullerton College, where he would start quarterback and help lead the Hornets to the 1967 Community College National title. He then transferred to Long Beach State in 1969 before finishing his college career as quarterback for the USC Trojans.
When I played, I never thought I would make it to the NFL until I transferred to SC, and that became a real possibility.
Fossil was selected by the Chicago Bears in the seventh round of the 1972 draft, but his NFL career as a player would be short-lived. In 1974, he acted as a player coach for the Hawaiians of the World Football League. And when it came time to look towards his next career, he was guided by his father's words of wisdom.
My dad and I were very close, and I think the best advice he ever gave me was, when I was done playing, I wanted to coach. That was kind of a passion. And I said, Dad, I just don't know that they don't make a lot of money. And, you know, I'd like to make a little more money than that. Maybe there's something else. He said, no, you are passionate about football. And I think you're passionate about coaching. So follow your passion and you'll always be happy. And if you're really good at it, you'll make money. Very wise advice.
Jim's football journey would continue at the college level as the offensive coordinator for Stanford University, where he coached a young quarterback by the name of John Elway. Next was his first head coaching job at the University of Utah. But his big break would come in 1991 when Big Blue came calling.
One night we're at home and get a phone call. George Young is on the phone for you. So I got on the phone with him and he just was exploring the possibility, would I be interested in coming to the New York Giants as a quarterback coach? And so that was the first contact I ever had at the NFL, and I said, yeah. When I came out there in 91, it's going to be a controversy between who should be the starting quarterback, Phil Simms and Jeff Hostetler. And I thought, oh boy, my first job, I'm going to be right in the middle of that one. And Ray Handley, then when he became the head coach, he said, Jim, this is going to be a hard decision we're going to make. And it was. I mean, it was a difficult thing, and especially that's my first year. We were going through a real transition. Parcells had left. Ray had taken over, but Ray had not been a head coach. And anytime, you know, the coach that won the Super Bowl leaves, these players are looking at, is this guy going to get this thing done or not? So, and we did. We start out, you know, my first game of coaching was Monday Night Football against the 49ers. And we won that game. But, you know, there's always usually a drop-off when you've had a great season with a team. But tried to balance it as much as I could as far as those two guys. Quarterbacks are always going to create the buzz and the controversy and all that. And you know, the old saying is, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. Well, no, we had two quarterbacks. You know, it was really kind of unfair on Phil. He's a great quarterback and a legendary quarterback for the Giants. And Hofstetler won the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. And so there were people saying, make the switch. And people kind of got down on Phil. I thought it was very, very unfair. But it worked out the best it could work out. And, you know, those two guys are two great players.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Coach Jim Fossil, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles. Coach Jim Fossil, presented by New York Presbyterian.
You never stop believing that's how we won a game. I mean, that was great. Damn, way to stand up.
In 1992, Jim Fossil was promoted to offensive coordinator of the New York Giants. But when the team finished 6-10 at season's end, Ray Hanley would be relinquished of his coaching duties, along with Fossil and the rest of the staff.
It just didn't work real well, and it's tough on coaches, you know, because sometimes, you know, I think coaches always look at themselves first.
Jim went on to become offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos in 1993, where he was reunited with John Elway.
Knock his orange glasses off. Knock them down.
How much you give if I knock the orange glasses off?
Under Fossil's system, Elway would flourish at quarterback, enjoying his best season as a pro, throwing for over 4,000 yards and 25 touchdowns. In 1995, Fossil took the job of quarterback's coach for the Oakland Raiders. The following season, Jim would be named offensive coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals, where an aging Boomer Esiason would have a resurgence at quarterback and the offense blossomed under Fossil's tutelage.
What do you want to do? Set and shuffle, shuffle, relax, relax. Just buy yourself a little time.
So when the Dan Reeves era in New York came to an end after the 1996 season, George Young and the Giants would once again come knocking on Fossil's door.
George's a pretty smart guy, and, you know, he told me when he interviewed me, he said, we thought you did a good job here and the quarterbacks liked you. And then you went to Denver, and Denver's offense just skyrocketed. And John Elway had his best statistical year. And he said, that'll open my eyes now. And then you made a move to the Raiders, and that offense just perked up again. And now I'm thinking, well, okay, that guy's a candidate for me. And then I went to the Cardinals, and the same thing happened. The offense was good, Boomer Sass was great, all that stuff. And that's what opened the door for me to come. He wanted to see me do it at more than one stop before he was convinced that I could be a head coach.
And on January 15, 1997, Jim Fossil was officially named as the 16th head coach in New York Giants history.
And this is a meadow. That's why it's called the Meadowlands. And this is a pretty good-sized meadow right here. Mm-hmm. When we get up there, we're going to set a tempo, and the biggest thing that's got to happen is line. You get up, get down, and boom, we're gone. I mean, we're going to be in and out of the huddle. Our lines are set, and we're after their ass.
Let's go on out there. Let's go on out there and get ready to play football. Let's go play football. Let's go. Hey, man, get after their ass, man. I'm counting on you.
And the Giants would answer the call of their new head coach in 1997.
Brown from a shotgun at the 8. Takes the snap. He'll run to the end zone. Touchdown, Dave Brown. The quarterback draw. And the Giants score their first touchdown of 1997.
There you go, Scotty Gregg. Nice job, baby. Here you go, Charlie.
The formula was play bare knuckles football. And the way we're going to win was, first of all, win the turnover ratio.
And as he throws to the end zone, intercepted by rookie Sam Garns. The rookie is going to go all the way. 90 yards, touchdown Giants.
We were very stingy with the ball. We led the league in 10 play drives.
Cannell takes, gives for Way. Charlie up the middle to the 10. Charlie to the 5. Touchdown Charles Way. Oh, man.
Well, we end up 10-5-1. First team to go undefeated in the NFC East.
And New York would clinch the division in dominant fashion at home against their rivals, the Washington Redskins.
Quick slant over the middle. Touchdown, Callaway! Cannell threw a bullet, and Callaway gets his 7th touchdown of the year, and the Giants move out ahead.
Our defense got turnovers. We didn't turn the ball over, and we let the other teams beat it. That's still a formula that wins today.
Hostetler over center. Looks, throws right. Pass intercepted by Seahorn. The receiver fell. Seahorn down the left sideline to the 10, 5, touchdown Giants! Jason Seahorn gets another interception today!
In 1 year, the Giants went from worst to first in the NFC East, and their great turnaround season would win Fossil the NFL's Coach of the Year award.
They are the NFC Eastern Division champions.
I've never been so proud of anything in my life. That was unbelievable. Your will is what got us right where we are. That is an absolutely fabulous job. We set out that we were going to fight for something, and we fought for it. And I'm going to tell you something, man. It's been a while since it's been like this around here. But you know what? We're back.
He talk about the players, but I tell you, we appreciate it because, Jim, you came in here, you done a hell of a job. You turned this team around. We're going to give you a game ball as well as all these coaches. We appreciate your hard work. And, baby, we ain't done yet.
Nah. Yeah. We're going to
Thanks, man.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Coach Jim Fossil, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles. Coach Jim Fossil, presented by New York Presbyterian.
He recruited me out of high school and was at Stanford my 4 years there and really was kind of the guy that was my key base as far as techniques and different things at the quarterback position. My father not being there all the time, he was the next guy I could go to and rely on and to give me good advice.
John Elway grew up as my kid's idol. I mean, I was coaching Stanford. They're watching him play. My son, Brian, had a birthday party. We asked him what he wanted for his birthday. A horse, a clown, or whatever. He said, I want John Elway to come over to the house. And John Elway came over to our house, and he signed autographs, and he threw balls to the kids, and it was the biggest thing that happened in our block.
In week 15 of the 2008 season, the defending Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos marched into the Meadowlands with an undefeated record of 13-0. Coach Fossil and the Giants were heavy underdogs against the Broncos, led by his former pupil, quarterback John Elway.
You know, they were really good. They'd won the Super Bowl the year before, and they're undefeated, you know, 13-0.
But the teacher would have one final lesson for his old student.
Elway to the sideline, grabbed and knocked out of bounds. They have a chance to make a little NFL history here today and beat an undefeated team. Graham back, looks left. He's got Barber wide open at the 10-5 touchdown. What a play!
A well-designed play. No one was near Barber.
Good drive. Now we're gonna get it again. We gotta really occupy. Hey, come on now. Here we go.
Here we go, boys. That's when I leave the four wide receivers on the field, and I told Kent, I said, just throw it to Imani. Let him outjump the guy. Just give him a chance to outjump the guy.
With the Giants trailing 16-13 late in the game, Kent Graham would fire a shot heard all over the football world.
Blitz on, Giants get it. Graham throws deep down the right side, looking for Toomer.
Touchdown!
Caught by Toomer, but they rule him out of bounds.
What says touchdown?
He's in. He's in.
He is in. Touchdown!
Yes,
and the Giants win. They beat that undefeated Denver Broncos.
The final score, the Giants 20. That's right, the Giants 20 and the Broncos 16.
Hey, my man. I told you he was going to come through, man. Way to make me famous.
Hey, man, I'm going to say something. That was unbelievable.
Woo! Hey, I'm saying you couldn't
hey,
do it.
There is nobody that thought we were going to win today other than us.
After failing to make the playoffs in 1998-99, the Giants and their fans were anxious to turn it around in 2000. The defense was sound with John Fox at defensive coordinator. Fossil then tabbed Sean Payton as offensive coordinator. And with the addition of franchise quarterback Kerry Collins, the Big Blue faithful was optimistic. That, along with a healthy dose of Tiki Barber running the ball, propelled the G-men back to their winning ways.
Still on his feet, galloping to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants! Tiki Barber, a miraculous touchdown run!
That was a great game, man. I'm going to tell you what, man, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, man.
I mean it.
After starting the season 7-2, the Giants stumbled with back-to-back losses. With the media looking to point fingers, Fossil would make a proclamation that became a defining moment in his career.
Get off my coaches' backs. Get off the players' backs. I'm responsible for the whole thing. I'm raising the stakes right now. This is a poker game. I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, can get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs.
And to see him do that as a player, you're like, man, you kind of giggle, but at the same time, it was smart because we said, okay, this guy is in the middle of this with us. He's willing to fight with us, and we're not going to quit on him. We're not going to give up on him. And from then on, it's like we took what he said to heart and just played well.
Motivated by their leader and with the NFC East title in sight, the Giants would respond to their coach's challenge.
If Dallas does not convert here, the ball game is over. Hand off Wiley. He is stopped, and the Giants are going to win. Jim Fossil has watched
his team win four in a row after his playoff guarantee. His guarantee has come true.
That's a hell of a job, man. That is unbelievable.
And in the divisional playoff game at home versus the Eagles, Fossil and the Giants would fly right out of the gates.
Dixon will take it from his own four. Up to the 10, 15, breaks right 20, 25, 30. There goes Dixon to the outside. It's a foot race. Ron Dixon in midfield. Ron Dixon's going to score. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. No flags. 96 yards for the rookie. McNabb again over center. Drops straight back. Giants on a blitz. McNabb hit as he throws. Swings it right. And the pass nearly. It is intercepted by Seahorn. He's got it on the run. Down the left sideline. Cuts it at the 10. 5. Touchdown. What a play by Seahorn. Unbelievable athleticism.
I said, did I see that correctly? Or something happened. I missed something here. That was amazing. That probably goes down in the top five amazing plays that I've ever seen in a football game.
Hey. I tell you what, that was a good play. I've ever seen.
I told him.
I've seen. Like he was knocked it down, rolling the ground, got it.
That was unbelievable.
Hey, I've never seen a play like that, man.
Hey, Jay.
I've never seen anything like that. That's right. Woo!
Under Fossil's leadership, the Giants return to the NFC Championship game for the first time in 10 years.
The towels are waving, the fans are fired up. 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. Will it be the Vikings or the New York Giants?
I looked up at the crowd, and it was packed. I mean, it was packed. I don't know if you could fit one more person in that stadium.
27. Collins back, steps up over the middle, and he's got a man. It's Mr. Hilliard to the five, touchdown! 46 yards down the left side. I want to be like Mike. He's got six.
And what a perfectly thrown pass by Collins.
Kerry was hot. I mean, he was hot. And that was probably the catalyst. The offensive line did a good job. The guys ran routes good. Perfect storm.
Throwing down the right side. It's got Camilla.
Sensing blood in the water.
Before Minnesota's offense has ever stepped on the field, the Giants have 13 points.
Once we got hot, I think those guys, the air went out of them. And then we just attacked that secondary, and everything was turning up roses for us. But we just got on the roll like that, and then they didn't know how to stop us.
Quarterback Kerry Collins would have a game for the ages, tearing apart the Minnesota secondary.
Back corner of the end zone for Schumer. He's got a touchdown! Oh, what a play by Collins!
Great job. Thank you. Unbelievable. Thanks for everything.
Hey, put it on your shoulder and you get it right on through there.
The Vikings on the near side glancing up at the scoreboard.
We were just upset that Coach Fossil wouldn't let us go 41 points because we could have put 50 on them that day.
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
2000 NFC Championship game marks the greatest performance by any Giants team in the history of the old stadium, from its opening in 1976 to its closing in 2009. Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles. Coach Jim Fossil, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles. Coach Jim Fossil, presented by New York Presbyterian.
I think Jim Fossil had the reputation of being a California guy, a laid-back guy, you know, coaches, players coach. Jim Fossil, the hardest coach I ever played for. When it came to practicing and working and doing the hardest. But he's also a guy who's competitive, a guy who says, you know, I'm not going to lose, and we love playing for him.
In their quest to reach the NFL mountaintop, Fossil and the Giants would ultimately fall short against the Baltimore Ravens in Super Bowl 35. In 2002, the Giants would return to the playoffs, only to see their season once again end in heartbreak with a controversial loss to the San Francisco 49ers. And after 7 years as head coach, Fossil's time with the Giants would come to an end following the 2003 season.
It's a great organization. Wish I could have been there longer. I wish I could have won a Super Bowl. There's a lot of things I'd like to have been able to accomplish. But the one thing that, if you ask me what I'm most proud of, when I went into that organization, it was down. The team needed to be rebuilt. And in the first 4 years, we won two division titles.
the championship and I went to the Super Bowl. Got beat, but we got there. So I thought that was pretty good before we started.
Fossil went on to become offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens for the 2005 and 2006 seasons. In 2009, Jim was named head coach for the Las Vegas Locomotives of the United Football League, where he led the team to back-to-back championships. A coach for life, Fossil will always have fond memories of his time in New York.
I was with four different franchises. The Giants is how I learned to coach in the NFL. And they run it right. They do run it right. It was a great life.
Jim Fossil's last year with the Giants was 2003. He would go on to have success in the UFL, winning a championship as well. Under his guidance with the Giants, fans saw the blossoming of wide receiver Amani Toomer, Tiki Barber coming a dominant running back, and Michael Strahan coming of age. Jim Fossil's crowning achievement, one of the most dominant wins in Giants history, the 41-0 NFC Championship victory against the Vikings. That wraps it up for this week's show. Thanks for joining us. For Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next week, everybody. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com.